Let's talk about
I have a story.
Video games. What?
We live near the Amish. For those just joining us, we live near the Amish. Long Lancaster
is
filled with Amish. Just
right off Route 30.
Just jam-packed with Amish. Have you guys ever had any run-ins with the Amish? Aside from, like, shopping at, like, the Green Dragon or the market and, like, having to talk to them. But besides that, have you really had any, like, interaction with them?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In what way? Like, he's growing up or something? I know you have.
He's mostly Amish.
They lived all on your street, right? When you were growing up a little bit? Okay.
Well, a couple different... Most prominently, when I was at Millersville, a couple classes I had were... there was a guy who was... Would be considered Amish. The church that he went to called themselves... You know, nobody actually calls themselves
Amish. Okay, he's Amish. I get it.
They don't call themselves Amish? We got together. No, nobody calls themselves Amish. They call themselves Brethren.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. So then what happened?
Are they a family? We call them Amish?
Well, we,
Is it like...
Were you friends with this guy?
Yeah, we got together. We hung out a couple times. We both had kids the
now,
same
was
age.
Now, was he doing... Was that, if he went to college, are you allowed to go to college then? Or is that like after a rum
I am allowed to go to
something?
College.
No.
Yeah. And he was also allowed to go to college.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so is that cool or is that like a not as strict Amish?
It was not as strict. He would be in the what's commonly called the black bumper.
He was the first level
where he's able to
is he Mennonite?
That's Mennonite?
He's able to drive a car, but it's
sure
all
he's,
it's
oh,
all
so
black.
He's Mennonite.
He's if you would ask him, he would say he's Brethren.
Right, okay.
Specifically,
okay, wow,
Riverside
going downhill. Brother. Okay, if you had any dealings with, when I say Amish, you know what I mean.
I don't want to
dissect it.
Yeah. my grandfather used to drive them places. They'd say they need to go one place.
And my grandfather would
drive them to that one place, and they'd say, well, since we're in this neighborhood, can we go here? And my grandfather would get mad, but yet he'd do it over and over
again. Now, have you, like, what is your... dealings, what is your, you know, like, what's the word, examples or whatever, of their, like, gratitude, like, if you do something for them?
I don't know, they usually give you, shoe slap pie.
Okay.
Or cookies.
Yeah, they really,
okay.
they really like to bake things.
Yeah.
They're
never very good. I mean, they're not bad, but they're, like,
really
a shoe fly pie... From the neighbors is usually like oh that looks great, but then it was like somehow they like subtracted 90% of the sweet and it was just like spongy filler.
Oof. But like just instant gratification of saying, hey, thanks. Is that something that you ever
do you know
that they would or wouldn't do?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
If they would or not.
The reason I'm asking is because my two stories, one is a long time ago and one's recent. But because the recent one happened, I kind of brought up the other one and kind of made me have an entire, like, new idea of what Amish people might be like. So, okay, about 2 years ago, it was the summer, I was driving to work, and the one road that leads to my work is, like, six Amish farms on it. It's a real bendy road in and amongst some farms. So there's always some sort of buggy or tractor or plow or something pulling out of the road, and you gotta wait. So I was driving, and this big giant tractory thing pulls out on the road, and it's bumping over up onto the road, and all of a sudden some big giant flangey-looking thing, metal and something, falls from inside of the tractor or somewhere onto the ground. It obviously didn't come off the back of the bed, because you could see it fall. And then the guy just kept driving, right? And so I'm like... That's probably important. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think he picked it up from, like, it's not like mud.
Right.
So I pick it up, I put it in the car, you know, and he's still driving ahead. So I kind of follow him for a bit. He drives up around the corner. He goes about, like, a mile away and pulls into a farm. And he could tell at this point that I'm following him because I'm not passing him. So he kind of stops and gets out. So I get out of my car and I, like, heft this thing over to him. And I'm like, hey, this thing fell off your tractor somewhere. I just thought I should... pick it up and give it to you. And his response was, good for you. which I've never experienced. And I didn't know what to say in response.
Was it like, good for you?
Now, I might be imposing on it because I've never heard that phrase used except in a sarcastic manner. Yeah. Nobody's ever once said to me, good for you, and meant it in the phrase, yeah. good for you, right. like, you did a good job. It's always like, good for you, yeah. you know, like,
good for you. You want a medal?
What do you want, a medal or a test of Binnenon, you know, okay. So, I didn't know what to do. I'm like, great, see ya. Like, I just said, there's no response. It's not like, thank you, you're welcome. That's all I wanted. I wasn't asking for money or, like, I wasn't asking for much, but good for you was disorienting. But I just thought...
he sounded genuine.
Yeah, he was like, well, I guess as genuine as an Amishman can sound. I don't know. I mean, not to say they're disingenuous, but that it's like, he was just like getting off a tractor and like, good for you. Like, and I was just like, and I didn't like, I wasn't able to replay it and listen for inflections, but I'm assuming that he meant it good.
They have a very specific cadence that, you know, can be difficult to interpret.
Right,
if you don't spend a lot of time...
Exactly. Like, they definitely have a very, you know... Whatever, so whatever he said, Kate. So he said, good for you. I had no response, and I just got back in my car and drove away. So fast forward to about a week ago, I was driving to work, New Year's Eve actually, going around the bend on the same road, and I don't know if you guys remember, New Year's Eve was so windy here.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, crazy. Like, you know, as soon as you, like, got out of your car, it was like, oh, you know. So... I'm driving around the bend, and I see their mailbox is open, which sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed. They have one of those huge ones, though, so I usually always see it as I'm going around because it's, like, needlessly big, I guess, because they must get large items. So it's open, so I'm like, whatever, and all of a sudden, as I'm driving by, a white letter flies out of it, goes right across the street into the field.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'll pull over, and I'll go get their mail. So as I'm getting the one letter, I look, and about... you know, 20 yards away is another letter. So I go, I had to climb this, like, not climb. I had to step over it, like, one of those string fences they have. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know, like, I was like, I hope this isn't, like, some sort of wire. You know what I mean? It's obviously for the cattle, so I'm like, trying not to touch it. So I get over, I go grab the other letter, I go climb back. And I look, at first I looked, because I thought if there's a dude up there, I'll just be like, yo, your mail's blowing out, and let him get it. But there was no one on their giant driveway. So I climb the thing, I get it. So now as I'm walking back, there is a guy in the driveway. And now I'm like, well, I don't want to just stick my hand in their mailbox, close it, and drive away. So now I put the mail in the mailbox, and I bang, like, it was like one of these doors that didn't quite close. So I just banged it so that it wouldn't blow open again. And now, like, this kid's staring at me. He's like some 14-year-old kid. And I'm walking up towards them. Now, like, I mean, you know, whenever dealing with Amish people, it's weird because they're in such a different world than I am. Like, I'm driving to work, and this kid who's obviously, like, 14, is, like, has these, like, four sets of reins, and there's, like, four plow horses, like, the big, you know, like, those Clydesdale-looking plow horses they have. And he's, like, reining it in, and his dad's in the trip, like, the stable. And then, like, he sees me, and he's, like, you know, yelling something, but you can't hear anything because it's blowing, like, you know, so hard outside. So like, you know, he's, like, doing all this stuff, and I'm, like, so I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, it was just weird to see, like, I can't imagine myself having been doing that at 14, like, it's nothing. But he's, like, whatever. So he's obviously yelling, like, you know, I need a minute, some guy's here, some goofball's here. Yeah. And
I know, I'm pretty sure he didn't say goofball.
Right. Pretty positive, right. Sure. But... I need to get closer and closer because, like, I can't yell to him. Like, I mean, it was so, the wind was blowing so hard that if I was like, hey, your mail was, like, you wouldn't be able to hear it. So I got close, I got, not super close, but I got, like, within, you know, talking distance, and I yelled, your mailbox blew open and some letters blew out. I went and got them in the field. I put them back in the mailbox. It shouldn't blow open again. Mm. Yeah! Was his response. It wasn't quite it was like, hey! Yeah. It was like a confirmatory sound. Now, I don't know, like, again, I don't know much about the Amish. Could it be possible that he didn't speak English?
No, okay. I'm pretty
sure. Because I know they speak German.
Here's my thought.
But, like, is it, like, could he be, like, in a sect where they don't...
Oh, no, Parker, they don't speak German. It's Deutsch. Oh. And anyone that you ever say they speak German will correct you and say it's Deutsch.
So whatever he speaks, but like, could he be like, what was that?
He was...
Did he even understand what I said?
Did he currently have the reign of...
No, because he had, like I said, as I'm walking up, he yelled something, and then he was like, they were just standing there. And he was holding him with one hand. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he was in the process of doing something and I was bothering him. Mm-hmm. He was standing there looking at me.
Did you have
as I walked up the last, like, of course, because I had to get close enough to talk, like, the last, like, 10 yards of me walking up, he's now, like, just staring at me. You know, and I'm, like, trying to, like, look somewhere else, like, because like, I don't want to, like, look him in the eye for the last 10 yards, like, you...
You're so, trying to, like, look natural.
Yeah, like hey,
I happen to be walking by.
I got a
on your private driveway.
I've got something to tell you quick, and then I'm just going to mosey back to my car.
Maybe I'll come in for a drink, but whatever. Yeah, no.
Here's my first thought. Is it possible that, because I don't know what an Amish person would necessarily receive in the mail.
No, okay. Oh, I should have said that.
Okay.
I definitely didn't want to be nosy. But I didn't want to like open their mail. But just because it was like, if I flip it over and it's like, I don't know, like if you're right, if it's like a JCPenney, you know, like 20% off like thing, you know, bringing it back to the to the department stores in need. It's something like that. I mean, maybe I'll go. I wouldn't have walked up to him. Like, if I went and picked up a JCPenney thing stuck in his mailbox, I probably would have driven away. I might have even left it in the field. But I picked them up, and I looked at the one thing was a hand-addressed card, and it was an odd shape, so I'm guessing some sort of Christmas card, but it was thick as well, mm-hmm. So probably with a letter in it. You know what I mean? So something formidable, you know? Like the, like a hand address with the thick, so you know it's something.
Was good. It outgoing or incoming?
Incoming.
It was incoming.
Yeah, because then the other thing was because they had the thing on the stamp, you know, mm-hmm. the print or whatever on the stamp. The other thing, like I said, I wasn't being nosy, but the return address was something farming co-op something, and it was thick, and it looked like it could either definitely be like in the address window. It could have definitely been like a check. Or a bill, or an invoice, or something like, also important. So I'm like, okay, good. I feel good about doing this then, because if they had lost both of these things, that would have been a big deal. Especially if you don't have a phone. You know what I mean? Like what if, you know, what are you going to call them? You know, you're going to drive somewhere, you're going to call them?
One seemed to have significant, personal significance, right. The other seemed to have business significance. Could it have been
that this young man... did not want to pay that bill and hated the person that wrote that letter.
And
threw them in the... He's like, it's a windy day. That'll be miles away. And his response of, yeah, was like, thanks, jerk.
Jerkwad.
I just threw those
thanks,
out there.
Thanks, goofball.
Now I got to get 5 horses to throw.
But, yeah, and as I said, as I went around the bend, I saw the one fly out. So they weren't discarded mail. Because
right.
I thought... what if I start like seeing all these like letters that have blown out years ago, like old dingy letters, like you know, please, you know, help.
Yeah, you're being foreclosed on.
So, yeah. But yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was what I got, and I'm like, that's even worse than good for you.
Oh, that is Deutsch for thank you.
I know.
That'll end this story.
So I'm looking at them, and I just was like. Okay, see ya. Yeah, I mean, what am I going to say to that? There's no response.
Well, really, though, what did you want? A medal or
thank
just
you.
A pin on?
Thank you. That's it. are they so far above us religiously that they can't say just thank you?
I really don't know.
Is it one of those things like how you're not allowed to dance? Not that Amish people know, but like you know how some religions like you can't dance because that's a religious
that
thing, and to dance just willy nilly is kind of like whatever. Or singing is a religious thing, and to sing is like not nice, you're not good to just sing, whatever, unless it's some sort of praise. So like, it's thank you. Specifically for prayer or like thanking God, like thank you is like to say you are like a Jesus.
You're like a Jesus. I would think they would want to thank you more.
Is that not what you were going for?
Thank you. Yeah, that's all I want.
No, that sounds pretty...
It's a brick in heaven.
You think an Amish person could say thank you?
I'm having a hard time understanding how you're not Jesus in that scene.
I think their philosophy is he'll be thanked when he gets to his mansion in heaven. In both his circumstances.
Okay, so he's thinking... He
did you a favor.
Gotcha. So he's
so you
like,
should be thanking him.
Oh. So he's saying, good for you, that's the first guy. Yeah. Good for you. You've just got another brick.
That's another...
In heaven.
That might be a flat screen.
That's the most depressing thing, the whole bricks in heaven thing. I don't know. That's depressing. Because then you get to heaven and you got to freaking build a house.
No, I think Jesus is building it because he's a carpenter.
Out of bricks? That's amazing.
I think Jesus is...
Jesus is a Freemason.
Is he a free? No, that's a conspiracy.
Jesus is a Knight of the Templar.
Wait, is this that Da Vinci Code?
No. It's like a Jewish thing. Knights of the Temple. Uiga Neigen! If a sugar enough! It's the Da Vinci Code, Uigen!
Oh.
With the pretty ladies!
That was. Do it some more.
No, so, okay. But just the question I have is, do you think that bit that you've dealt with Amish people, you don't think it's out of the question that the whole culture doesn't say thank you?
No. No, I would say that thank yous are, I would guess that thank yous are commonly passed
around. Okay, so it was a coincidence that I dealt with two Amish people doing something for them. Selflessly, I might add, and got an odd response.
Maybe customarily, what you should have done is wait around for 2 hours while they bake you a shoe-fly pie.
Gotta move next door and have them deliver you baked goods.
Maybe was in response to, right before you got there, some lady yelled to him, "Hey, did that guy just get our mail? Should I make him a pie?" And you said, "I got your mail," and he goes... Yeah!
Yeah, it was weird. Not even like... Now, I will say, the clarifying point was that it definitely wasn't yeah, though.
It was yar.
It was a yeah. It was definitely affirmative, but it definitely wasn't just straight up yeah. You know, I was like, hey, yeah!
Hey, yeah! Yeah! I was like...
Hey!
Maybe he was actually yelling at the horses. It may have not even been talking to you.
Yeah, like maybe.
Hey, woo!
Yeehaw! Oh, that's what it was. Yeehaw!
I'm pretty sure that's not Amish.
Oh.
Suey.
Yeah, he was like, yeehaw! And he was like, I'm gonna get some Indians.
That was a cowboy.
Oh, and they don't thank people.
They don't. They,
customarily do not thank people.
Only Jesus.
They save their thank yous
for Jesus.
They'll give you a six-shooter salute, though.
Oh, he did do that with the horse on its hind legs, and he was going.
Oh, well, then you're good.
And then he fell backwards, though.
Oh, well, yeah, he wasn't
shot
good.
Himself.
Did you
very bloody.
Tell someone else?
No, I drove.
See, now that you would have definitely gotten a thank you for.